It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Here are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. Spending more on schools while collecting less in property taxes. It is possible, according to a Republican and a Democrat in the state Senate. Kimberly Wirtz reports.
Republican Senator John Braun is partnering with Democratic Senator Mark Mullett on a bill that would spend $3.5 billion more on schools. Braun says it's needed now more than ever.
Let's add funding for specific things. And in particular, let's invest in a way that helps get after the long-term learning loss that we've seen over the last 2 years and bring more equity back to education around the state.
Braun says the bipartisan legislation also caps local levies at $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed value, a dollar less than what's currently allowed.
Let's get off the reliance on local levies and rebalance our local property taxes so that we have lower local levies and we have more funding from the state.
The senators say their proposal would make basic education the top budget priority again.
You'd get a year-long reprieve from state gas taxes under a state senator's bill. Senator Simon Stefsik's Fuel Act would suspend the state fuel tax through the end of the year.
It's something that affects all of us, but it's something that especially affects those that maybe can't afford it as much, those in a lower income bracket. And so this is a way to directly help those people.
The Ferndale Republican says residents of our state are paying the third highest gas prices in the nation.
They're already having to deal with not enough items in the grocery store. They're already having to deal with inflation. They can't buy a house here in Washington. The last thing they need is to also have to pay these insane gas prices.
Sefcik says the average driver would save about $221 under his measure. The legislation also calls for using part of the state's $8 billion surplus to pay for transportation.
One of the best ways we can use that surplus is to put money back in the hands of the taxpayers. All of our transportation priorities right now will still be funded under the bill.
Most of the people testifying on the state Senate bill that would allow one day a week of remote schooling without teacher contact say they don't like it. Again, Kimberly Wirtz.
Many people who testified at the Senate Education Committee hearing were opposed to the idea of taking away one-fifth of kids' instructional time.
It will be detrimental to all students, especially students receiving special education services.
Our kids should be getting traditional in-person teacher-led education.
Kids need guidance, and this takes that away.
The majority of testimony was against the Democrat-sponsored bill that would permanently allow one day a week of remote school without communication between teachers and students.
I'm actually in disbelief we're even discussing this 2 years into the pandemic after the suffering our children in Washington state have been through.
Washington students need more instruction time with their teachers, not less.
I'm in strong opposition of this bill.
Two Republican state senators who represent Skagit County are calling out what they see as hypocrisy on salmon recovery. Governor Inslee unveiled a plan that would require Skagit County area landowners to fund and create 200-foot forested buffers on both sides of a water body. Senator Ron Mazzal says it's an unethical land grab.
These aren't big corporate farmers. These are family farmers. We are going to further affect our ability to produce food locally. This is going to have a huge impact on local agriculture and no promise of any return.
Senator Keith Wagner says a better way to help salmon is to force Seattle City Light to finally create fish passage on its three Skagit River dams.
That's where we need to start if we want to expand salmon habitat, removing fish barriers. And I'm not talking about removing dams. I'm talking about providing a methodology that gets fish to the upper reaches of the Skagit River.
Wegener says 40% of the river is inaccessible for salmon spawning because of those dams. Is it time to start managing COVID like the flu? A state expert tells senators it is.
Senator Ann Rivers says the director of the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation told a Senate committee the end of the pandemic may soon be at hand, and it's time to start managing it similar to the flu.
During that committee meeting, got plenty of reason to hope. Now we should be on the downhill slide. There's a very bright light at the end of the tunnel. I embrace it, and I hope others do as well.
Rivers says the testimony suggests the best strategy going forward will involve a change in mindset.
He feels like we shouldn't be testing so much anymore, that Omicron is little more deadly than a head cold.
Rivers says we will have to learn to live with the virus because it's not going away, which has obvious public policy implications for state and local governments.
We are in an endemic where we are seeing the end of all of the restrictions of the wearing the face mask.
I'm Kimberly Wirtz.
Local prosecutors are supposed to prosecute crimes. A bill in Olympia would determine if and why that is or isn't always happening. Senator Chris Gildon's measure requires county prosecutors to track cases to raise awareness of the discretionary role they play in the criminal justice system.
A lot of them are just refusing to prosecute certain crimes, whether a couple of years ago you heard about the refusal to prosecute possession of felony level drugs. More recently, it was the refusal to prosecute shoplifting.
To get an idea of the percentage of cases prosecutors act on, the legislation calls for a report on referrals received from law enforcement and when and why charges are or aren't filed. The report would be posted on the jurisdiction's website.
A society that doesn't enforce its laws and protect its citizens is a society that's destined for failure. Given the spirit of lawlessness that's gripping our state right now, we are on the cliff, but there is still time. We can reverse course.
Those are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC, on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus, and on Instagram at WasSenRepublicans. I'm Trace Yellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.